going on? It is Friday night, and I don't know about you, but just like that thing song, I'm feeling a little dashing. Why? Because it's the Get Snap Podcast. You know who I am. If you don't, you listen to us for the first time. I am the bad Superman, Darnell Sparrow, and on the other side is the man who taught James Brown everything he knows, even though he wasn't born yet, the notorious P.I.M.P., Antoine Smooth. What is going on?
Man, what is going on, Darnell? How are you today?
Man, we tonight? Got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. I do apologize. I wanted to come on right when SmackDown went off, so I am late. I do apologize, but we come out of nowhere as always. Before we get into the SmackDown stuff, see, this is the times I wish we can do this live, we could do this on camera. So, some point, we're taking this to Facebook, and this is stuff I actually want to show. Got some stuff from my auction last week. Shout out to my man, Jason Jones, Mid-Stage Wrestling over there, Harrison, Arkansas, who, by the way, tomorrow, they're getting a special guest for a Q&A. They're getting former WWE Diva, former Divas Champion, Kelly Kelly.
Oh, get out of here.
And Kelly Kelly is coming to Mid-Stage Wrestling for a Q&A, get your pictures taken. I'm a little jealous. I should have come like, man, why don't you hook me up with an autograph?
Right.
But I got some stuff from an auction that he did last week. Got some DVDs. One of them is the best singles matches of Beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Okay, they probably should be going back to Memphis as well, I think. Yeah, should be some Memphis
matches. Oh, yeah. We got Wrestling Classics Presents the very best of all four members of the Midnight Express.
Okay.
We got, it's from the Wrestling Network, presents Before the Big Leagues. It features guys like MJF, Moose, Jungle Boy. Pretty much have the entire AEW roster on here. I'm going to just cut to the chase.
Okay.
Got some Impact guys on here. You even got Jungle Boy versus David Arquette.
Oh, wow.
I actually got, let's go in the box here. I actually got a Macho Man Randy Savage bandana.
The one
he used to wear. The old school one that said Macho Man Randy Savage with the goggles next to him.
Oh, was it the orange one he wore?
It was the orange one with the purple writing.
Okay, that one. Okay, all right.
So now I have a Macho Man bandana and a Hulkamania bandana.
Yeah, I'm jealous now. You got that. You got the Mega Power bandanas. Come on.
And I also have a little mini poster of the, I guess you can say, the billboard that they had from the Jerry Lawler 50th anniversary.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
All through Memphis, Tennessee, got all the greats on the front.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to get that frame and get that hung up. And I also got an autograph picture with the certificate of authenticity of Victoria.
Okay.
And this was Babyface Victoria when she was WWE Women's Champion.
Well, I remember that. Uh-huh.
It's covered, it's protected, it's signed. The COA is on the back from Pro Wrestling Loop.
Okay.
Like just some small stuff. You know, Jason Jones be trying to break a brother, but you know, that's a good dude right there. And if you haven't tried none of his seasonings, I would say you try the seasonings, try the hot sauce. Go to his page, Jason Jones, the hardest working man in pro wrestling, the Space Cowboy. I promise you. And you're a barbecue man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I wouldn't tell you not to try no seasoning if it wasn't good.
Right. I think I'm going to have to try some of that seasoning.
You got to get some of that seasoning. You can put it on anything. It was so good, I put it in my cereal this morning.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
I seasoned the honeycomb.
Oh, man, I bet that was good.
I mean, that's one of them seasoning. You can season it before.
Okay.
You season them beforehand. You cook them.
Right.
Take them off the grill. Season them again to rub it on there a little bit.
Right.
Make your mouth water.
Okay.
But this is not the Food Channel. This is the Get Snap Podcast. And we are talking about SmackDown, what happened tonight? The draft has started.
Man, what a SmackDown it was tonight.
It was a SmackDown. So we're going to talk about the four rounds. We're going to talk about, you know, what happened, who's going where. We're going to talk about people we think is going to be moving come Monday night. And by the way, I finally got through with the link.
Really?
So hopefully, if you see, you may see me on one of those screens, and you will know it's me because I'm going to have my Intercontinental title, the new version, but I have the white strap.
Okay.
So if you see that dude, that's me. But let's just jump right into it. Round one. And I kind of figured round one was going to be kind of the obvious. Mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre staying obvious. On Raw. Roman Reigns staying on SmackDown.
Right.
Asuka staying on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
The Hurt Business is staying on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But after 4 years of being on Raw, Seth Rollins is going to SmackDown. What are your thoughts on that one?
Man, I think that was a game changer. Now, when I was looking at that, I was like, okay, thank God they finally getting away from this Mysterio thing, right? That was my first thing.
Yeah.
I said, Murphy, he's on his own. So, like I said, we're going to see what the next chapter holds for Seth Rollins. What he's the SmackDown, what he's the Friday Night Messiah now.
Right. Oh, he's even going to keep that.
Right.
He's going to go back to Burn It Down. We don't know, but this is going to be interesting.
Right.
But let's talk about round two. AJ Styles moving to Raw. We all know why. So that's kind of an obvious mm-hmm. one. Excuse me. Sasha Banks, SmackDown. Naomi was a surprise going to Raw.
Now, I want to say something about that, if I may.
Go do your thing.
I think this is it here. I think her and the Hurt Business are going to do something. Garrett, mark my words. I think this is why she was moved there.
I didn't think about that.
That's what I'm thinking. Remember, I always said that Naomi would be perfect for them if they had a female? Yep. I think this is it here. I think so. I think
she. And that just might happen.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to happen. And the one that I called Bianca Belair coming to SmackDown.
She needed that.
I called that. And that's going to lead to, and I wanted people to hold on to that because that's something I'm going to bring up towards the end of the show. But I see a new SmackDown Women Champion coming from Bianca Belair. I see it. That girl is entirely, not only does she look good, she can go.
Yes, she do. Yeah, she can.
And I can see the matches right now. But let's get past this Hell in a Cell pay-per-view and let's see exactly what she does. And of course, we have the Women's Tag Team Champions, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, they're staying, but they can go to all three brands.
Right. That's obvious. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about round three.
All right.
And yes, for those who are wondering, we're going to talk about the other things that happened on SmackDown, but I wanted to get through all the rounds first. We got Ricochet, which was a surprise. I figured he was going to go to SmackDown, but he's staying on Raw. Jey Uso, staying on SmackDown. Mandy Rose, which was already got traded.
I don't understand that.
So she's staying.
Yeah.
Miz and Morrison moving. That one I kind of figured was going to happen.
Yeah.
And going back to round one, the Mysterios are going to SmackDown.
I was like, ah, as soon as I saw that, I said, oh God, they continuing this again. And as soon as I saw that, I just threw my hands up. Man.
Because I said, and it was funny because Robert Chester, I said, don't be surprised that one of them was going to go.
Right.
But they making them a team, so they both went.
That's why I said I was praying. I was like, oh, God, no.
Wouldn't make sense because don't be surprised they do something at Hell in a Cell.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised that Rollins asked for a 2-on-1 handicap match.
Oh, you know that's going to happen. Oh, yeah.
I would not be surprised. Mm-hmm. Then we're going into the final round. Another surprise that I thought Angel Garza was gonna go to SmackDown. He's staying. So that's gonna lead into also what I'm gonna bring up towards the end of the night. Otis is staying on SmackDown. Dana Brooke, she was already traded, so she's staying. Right. And now the home run hit of the night. Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, after winning the SmackDown tag team titles for the ninth time. are going to Raw, and Big E is staying on SmackDown.
That shocked me right there.
I'm shocked. That did shock me. So that's going to lead into something that we definitely need to talk about. Will we see, and I'm hoping this happens, will we see the return of Big E Langston?
Please let it happen. Please let Big E Langston.
Will we see the powder? Will we see the five count? Will we see a serious side of him now?
Please let him go back to that. I'm begging you, WWE. Please do it.
Now, here's another question. The Profits, and I'm gonna skip forward, at least for this one. Since they're on Raw already, they're the Raw Tag Team Champions. I'm calling it. They're going to SmackDown.
Since they will go to SmackDown. Right, you're right. They will
go to SmackDown.
Right.
Now the question is, are they gonna redo those tag belts?
That is a good question.
Are they gonna do a unification?
Yeah.
Are they just gonna make since the blue belts on the red brand? Or are they just gonna give them brand new tag belts?
Yeah, that is a question.
I wouldn't see the new day. I wouldn't mind seeing a new day in the Street Profits though. I would not mind it. They could do that Hell in a Cell. Let's do it. A unification match. But that just threw me through the loop. I said, they are finally breaking the New Day up.
I said, man, how long has it been?
It's been a run. Have you ever tried the booty old cereal?
No, I never tried it.
You never tried the booty old cereal when there was to be an FYE?
Yeah, they were supposed to. They were saying that they were going to put them in the local stores too, but I never saw them.
Because I mean, when they first came out, because they had the booty old cereal, then they had the shirt with it. And the only place you can get them at the time was FYE.
Yeah, they said they were going to put them in local stores, but never saw it.
Now let's get into, let's say, Monday night. I'm going to just jump ahead. I ain't going to wait till the end of the night. We're going to talk about this now, then we're going to talk about the show in general. I have some possible moves that I see happening. I already mentioned one. I said the Street Profits going to SmackDown. Mm-hmm. With Angel Garza staying on Raw, I see Andrade going to SmackDown. I see Zelina Vega going to SmackDown.
Me too.
I see, since he came back tonight, I see Law Sullivan going to Raw.
Okay.
I see Jeff Hardy going to Raw.
Yep.
I see Kevin Owens moving to SmackDown. And I see Braun Strowman moving to Raw.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Because he's not going to win the Universal title next week.
Of course not.
We know this. So it'll be the perfect time for you to go to Raw and start over.
That's it.
But let's get into, and by the way, happy birthday to the late, great Eddie Guerrero.
Happy birthday, Eddie.
50 would have been 53 years old, and his daughter announced that she is getting in the ring.
Oh, really?
She's getting in the ring for Generation Championship Wrestling in Tampa, Florida. It's a women's tournament that's going on. She announced it today on her dad's birthday. Okay. So we're going to see some Latina heat.
Shaw Guerrero.
But let's go. Mm-hmm. Yes. And if you don't know what we're talking about, she was the ring announcer for a while. She did a few announcing for AEW when it was doing the Women's Cup. She's definitely a Guerrero.
Okay.
But let's get into the other matches. We're talking about Falls Count Anywhere, Big E versus Sheamus.
They beat the brakes off each other in that match. Jesus.
I mean, they hitting each other with the broomsticks. Yeah. You getting thrown on cars. Big E doing a big in and off the car, through the table, pretty much nothing but net.
And I saw they got all the scars on them, got his legs scarred up from the car. Yeah. Man.
So that was a sign of things to come. So they are pushing them. I'm just hoping they take it all away.
Bring it.
Don't get halfway home, and then you take a left turn.
Bring his old music back that he had before.
Yes.
Bring the powder back.
And he needs. He needs a championship on him. He don't need a universal championship because that universal championship is on hold. Nobody don't even need to worry about
please
that.
Please don't. Roman.
And that includes Otis.
Don't push your luck, Otis.
Nobody. That is the Roman title. That is the tribal title. That's what we're going to call it. That is the tribal title.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we go into the Jey Uso promo. You know, he didn't really say much. And then Roman get on the screen. The only problem I had with this was that Jey didn't look like he was taking it serious. You know, they showed him smiling a little bit.
I think the reason he was smiling because the New Day, she saw the New Day up there. He was happy they were back or whatever. I think that's what it was. That was my guess.
This is kind of timed it wrong.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, okay, y'all back. You know, congratulations. Then he got kind of serious. Now, his promo wasn't as deep as he did last week or 2 weeks ago. You know, but he still went out there and did his thing. You know. But Roman,
all I'm going to say is, they better not drop the ball on this. They better not. Is it just me or just like Roman and Paul Heyman kind of revitalize each other? Like they reinvented each other. It's like this is one of those things you wanted to happen, but you figure wasn't going to happen. But damn, when you wasn't thinking about it, it happened. Now here's this question. You think he's going to do what he did with Brock and make Roman look like $1 million, even though he already is, but you think he going to shoot him over the moon like he did Brock Lesnar?
Paul Heyman, something about him, he can do that. You know, Paul Heyman can talk. He can talk people into the building. And so with Brock, what he did with Brock, he definitely going to do with Roman Reigns, no doubt about it.
Was the one thing he did with Brock. See, Brock was fresh. We didn't. Brock had no family background. Brock was just an amateur wrestler, a big boy, which is land folks. We knew nothing about Brock Lesnar unless you followed OVW, but you didn't know because even back in OVW, he was a big dude, but he was more of a speedster. With him and Shelton,
the Minnesota Stretching Crew.
Exactly. No pad.
There you go. No pad of the night, y'all.
Pad moment of the night. Early. 18 and 50 seconds in the show already. I guarantee you, a lot of these youngins did not know that. They were the Minnesota Stretching Crew, and they were teammates at the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So they were friends. So it worked perfect. Surprising they didn't do it. They didn't call them up and make them a team, at least a start.
Now they had kind of a tease. Remember when Shelton came in and Brock was there? Remember? Yeah.
And
Paul
was
like, you know, this your boy. They were hugging and everything. Of course, you know, Brock F5'd him. You know, so yeah, that was kind of that little tease.
Easy day. I wouldn't mind seeing how they work together, but you know they ended up putting them with Charlie, which I did enjoy. I enjoyed the team angle, world's greatest tag team. They became wrestling greatest tag team, you know, on the circuit. But Shelton still in phenomenal shape.
Got revitalized with the Hurt Business.
I'm just glad he is not the gold standard no more.
The Hurt Business, I think this is going to be his best run, no doubt.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He don't even need a title to back that up. Let's get into some tag action. We got Miz and Morrison against I call it the create in a video game team. Jeff Hardy and Matt Riddle. Great match. Right. The match was fine. foot is what happened after the match. I don't know, but we haven't seen Law Sullivan. Man, that was in how
about
long?
A year, about a good year.
It's been a good year, maybe probably 2 years. He right. comes out of nowhere.
All right.
Everybody. Because honestly, I thought we probably would have never seen Law Sullivan again.
Slimmed down a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He ain't changed his music up too.
Yep, look like. Yep, he changed a little bit. Still got the same thing. Mm-hmm. Still intimidating. But I wouldn't be surprised he get moved to Raw. Because I say that because one or two things. If Strowman goes, it'll make sense. Because he'll be a good Raw underground dude.
If they bring that back.
That is him. I mean, they kind of laid low with it for a couple of weeks. I hope they don't kill it. And that's what they should do. Kind of, you know, let it fizzle for a minute and then just bring it back.
Right.
Don't do it every week. I'll say do it every week. But he'll fit Raw Underground perfect. But what are your thoughts on him coming back in? Was it the right time?
He about to lay a path of destruction like he once did. I know he had a knee injury and that kind of derailed everything. But, you know, like I said, Vince like him, so you know that he's going to push him to the moon. So, yeah, I have a problem with it. I enjoyed that. I'm glad he back, you know. And so we got a lot of these big men out here, so I wouldn't mind seeing him and Strowman go at it, but I know that ain't finna happen.
That's why I said, that's lead back to what I said. If they both go to Raw, that's Raw Underground all the way. I wouldn't mind seeing them as a team. Oh, my God. But when was the last time they had like just two big tall dudes together just laying folks out? I ain't seen nothing like that since what like the Masters of the Powerbomb?
Remember Mark Henry and Big Daddy V? And the Skyscraper?
I remember that.
That's too far back. But
yeah. Skyscraper? That's too far back with some of them young.
Another notepad of the night.
Sid Vicious, right. Dangerous Dance Party. Yeah, that's another notepad. And since we taking it back, you know, we always like to change subjects. Since we on it, since we having some notepad moments, I wanted to ask Teddy Long. I don't know why I didn't think about it, but I'm sure he's going to pop up somewhere, and I'm going to see him again. I said, what was up with all of the managers, the heel managers in WCW? They'll say their name and put presents under it. They're like, Theodore Long presents. Woman presents Jim Vince. Cornette. Probably
that was
presents.
Stan Lane's idea there. Yeah, the sweet Stan did that one. That was pretty funny.
I'm like, everybody presents.
That's crazy.
But yeah, we're about to see what laws. I just again, we talking about you know you mm-hmm. bringing these guys back. So I'm a little surprised though. He didn't go back to NXT, you know, just to warm up a little bit. I wouldn't mind seeing him and Damian Priest go throw some hands. That'd be, you know, give him a North American title reign, you know, just to see where he at.
Let me ask you this question here. Do you think that Triple A said that NXT was part of, do you think it's going to coincide with Raw, you think?
You know what? That's kind of tough. What they should do is just do it and just do it just like they did it. Raw had their draft. SmackDown had their draft. NXT need to have their draft. Everybody need to just have their own separate draft. But I tell you, if that happens, a lot of mid-card, if they bring somebody, it's not going to be like a huge name. I give example. It'll be somebody like Tucker. If they bring a huge name to NXT, pretty much the names that they're already there. Finn Balor's already there. I really don't see nobody bigger than him going down to NXT. I don't see it. Well, I take that back. But if he wasn't in the New Day, I would have said Xavier Woods. I would have said that, but you know, But then I thought about this. I don't know if you saw it or you read about it. Shoot, Retribution already breaking up. Mercedes Martinez going back Thank to NXT God. Effective immediately.
Mia Yim need to as well. Please.
That was my point. Me and him need to go too. As a matter of fact, they both need to get caught. One of them yes. or both need to get moved. Mercedes Martinez ain't been there that long, so she probably go run that Venn down there. But me and him needs to come to Raw SmackDown. And 9 times out of 10, she's going to go to Raw. Yeah. And we all know why. But I think she will have some good matches. And because anybody remember? Because I remember. Cause I look at her now, and I look at her when she was Jade and Impact. When though she was with Katana from Mortal Kombat.
Went to the dollhouse.
Then she went to the dollhouse. I said that's three totally different characters.
And so they can keep. T-Bar and what's that other one? Slapjack and whatever.
Because I think DL Man's probably out too.
So what? So you give Mustafa Ali this big. Now that they all breaking up, what's going on?
And they all just gone. I'm like, okay, because really he only need no. Because really he really I don't even know how to explain it because.
Right, Bobby he Cole really is.
Is better than this. He's better than this. And if he's going to be in Retribution, just let him be himself.
Man.
That dude is too good. How many times you going to – because him and them Key Lee matches just set it off. I said he's two big dudes
Keith
doing cruiserweight
doing the
stuff.
Spanish flying. You know, that was crazy.
And if you ever seen – I mean, I seen Keith Lee live. I saw him when he came to Wildcat Sports. And I was in New Orleans with him and Shane Taylor with a Pretty Boy Killers. Okay. I mean, them dudes were just laying folks out. And I didn't really realize it was Keith Lee. Cause I've heard of him, I knew who he was, but I remember that. I mean, these two big dudes hit the ring, laid out everybody. I mean, drive kicking, flipping. Power bombing everybody.
Pretty boy killers.
And you call yourself the pretty boy killers?
Yeah.
Let's go on to the SmackDown Women's Championship match. You pretty much called this.
Yeah.
You called this. You said it was gonna be like a DQ or a no contest, but it was gonna be quick. You called that. We already knew it was gonna take it to hell in a cell that was getting in that cage. I just hope, and I know I'm not gonna get my wish. I just hope they don't bring that stupid
the way
red
they
cage
showing
back.
It on TV looked like they're gonna bring it.
God, I hate
I don't
that
understand
cage.
That why they had put it red? I mean, I can't even explain it. I'm like, why is it red? Why you need to go back to the old school Hell in the Cell? Yeah.
Right. Now the question is, will Sasha take the title? And if so, will she have a lengthy reign this time? Because she is bad with getting titles
and losing
fast. I
think she's
going to
win it. And this time, I think, I hope I'm right. Please. That she gets I think she'll have a lengthy reign this time. Oh God!
You know what's gonna tell it? Is Hell in a Cell this Sunday?
So. Yeah.
End of the month. No, Hell in a Cell end of the month. Because I would have said if Hell in a Cell was this Sunday, I would have said this. I would have said Sasha would have won the title. Bayley was going to Raw, which that probably could still. Could still happen. I mean, that could still happen. I mean, if she goes the road, that's gonna tell everything. She's losing that title, and she's another one. She needs some new competition too. I mean, she did it all on Raw. Go down. I mean, she did everything on SmackDown. Go down to Raw and have some some of our good matches down there. But if they do this, do you think it's gonna? I just have a bad feeling they're probably gonna kick off the show with that match. They like kicking off matches. They like kicking off pay per view with SmackDown matches. Because I wouldn't be surprised that kicks it off, which I wouldn't mind it.
All right.
Somebody got to light it up.
Right.
Somebody definitely got to set that tone. So I wouldn't mind seeing them, you know, start it off. But I'm thinking that's probably going to be semi or maybe third by like
Roman
third
and Jay, that's to main event. I quit inside the cell. Oh, yeah. That's main event, no doubt.
But again, this is the Get Snap Podcast. It is Friday night. We are talking about SmackDown, the draft, first night. I was impressed. They actually did good, but I do got a question though. So was and the shoulder pads.
I didn't understand that.
I was like, come on, Snap, you look good now. I mean, that's so 1989 right there.
I didn't understand that.
But I remember when she was general manager the first time. Lord have mercy. I'm just leaving it like that. she'll make you want to get in trouble just to go to her office.
It's definitely something else, man.
But let's get into the added match that Stephanie McMahon added early in the show, which pretty much was a dead giveaway. Cesaro, Shinsuke Nakamura, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods. This told me something too. I won't be surprised if one of them get moves, and if Cesaro and Nakamura get moved, which one should go?
The way it's looking, I'm thinking Nakamura may go to Raw. And Cesaro say,
I kind of was going to go the other way around, but to be real honest with you, Cesaro should go to NXT because when he was in NXT the first time, he never had the chance to dominate.
Right.
He could dominate in NXT.
Yeah.
And he could be a good competition for Finn Balor.
That's true.
If he comes back, if the title don't get vacant for the 15,000th time.
As he said, he got a broken jaw, so we don't know how that's going to turn up.
I'm just saying, he is long overdue for a singles title. I mean, you haven't been U.S. champion since when you was Antonio.
Oh, wow.
You had Dean Malenko old music remixed.
Right. And then Oksana was with him?
Yes. Another notepad moment of the night. This is way before the King of Swing. Which, by the way, I did like that. By the way, I like that. The King of the Ring shirt with that King of Swing when Paul Heyman was with
him. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And looks like Xavier Woods is back 100%. Looks like he's better than ever. I say he pulled an old, and it's another notepad moment. He pulled an old mean Mark move.
What's this say? I think
when he walked the rope and dropped the elbow.
Oh yeah, he did.
That was all mean Mark Callis move. He just didn't drop the elbow that far.
Right. Getting a lot of these notepad moments.
this is definitely a notepad moment. Cause I saw it, I'm like, he went straight. Oh, you talk about old school. I said he just added some distance to it. I'm surprised. Look like he didn't walk as far enough. I'm surprised he got that far. But all in all, it was a good match. Nine times. That's crazy. And then you move them.
So next week, they're going to have a farewell, New Day farewell match. So I'll see what it's going
to
be.
I was thinking about that when they mentioned that. Since everybody's getting moved, could I kind of see the way Big E was looking? I saw a look of disgust, as it should. You wouldn't think he'll turn on them too, would you?
He may. It look like it. I hope he do. I hope he do, because this, we gonna see Big E Langston now. That's what we gonna see.
Yes, we need to. I mean, it is something that's long overdue. Yeah. Go back to the old outfit when you had the lion on your tights, right. The powder. Matter of fact, go all the way. Do the five count.
Right. Had the Nation of Domination star the kids at first.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like. It was cool when you. It's cool when once we see you had a sense of humor that you can talk. But old school Big E, you just stand there and didn't say much. It's about that time. See, you kind. See, kind of remind me of when Ray Traylor was the boss. Mm-hmm. Then he went to the Guardian Angel. Then he snapped on Sting and went back to Big Brother Rogers. That's pretty much what Big E needs to do. Yeah. You need to bring in your inner Big Bubba Rogers.
And then he can bring out the Langston, and then he could, you know, tell him about that. He's, you know, he kind of fed up with what they were doing. He said, no, I don't, you know, just talk, you know, to the camera like Big Bubba did. Yeah.
I mean let it out. Let the world know how you feel. Cause I'm definitely curious to see, you know, what's gonna happen. I mean, if you're gonna do all this, if you don't push him to the moon, at least to the Intercontinental title, it's gonna be all for nothing. This happened to start laying fools out. Then we get to Kevin Owens and the Fiend. I was expecting a little bit more. I mean, we did get a lot, but maybe I'm just greedy. I thought they were literally gonna beat the brakes off each other. More so like when Sheamus fought Big E early in the night. I thought they was gonna take it there. But what were your thoughts on that?
It was okay. Like you said, they should have done a little bit more. I know you can't have too many stipulation matches on the show, so I don't understand that it messes the show up. But they could have took it there, got double count out or disqualified, and they were still fighting, you know. That'll be fine. But it was okay. You know, match was all right. Could have been better, but, you know. And then, you know, of course, Alexa showed up.
And I was hoping they would have done more, like we said. I'm pretty sure they just bought him on there for rating purposes, because, you know, I mean, having the draft was good, but having the Fiend on TV.
First time, yeah.
Right, you know, and we talked about it earlier, was WWE trying to bury Bray Wyatt. And then I think about it, I wouldn't say it's bare. I mean, they using him for what he's there for. I mean, he don't need to be on TV all the time. It's just the one thing they shouldn't do is have him wrestle under the Bray Wyatt, the Firefly Funhouse version. Because when he did that and when he defended the title against The Miz, I really didn't like that. I mean, The Fiend is what you need to wrestle under. You can cut promos under that, but you got to wrestle as The Fiend. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I mean, because the Firefly Funhouse is one of those things you try not to like it. My kids love it. But because, you know, they make it all kiddie, because I think we have one of the puppets.
Oh, y'all got one?
And trust me, those things are... Yeah, we got one. And trust me, those things are not cheap. We got a...
Which one you get?
Oh, yeah, we got the rabbit.
The rabbit? Ramblin' Rabbit.
Yeah, we got Ramblin' Rabbit. Them things are not cheap, especially in them WWE shows.
Wow.
Well, so what do you think after all this? What do you think they're gonna do with Alexa Bliss and the Fiend?
I think it's going somewhere. I just don't know where though. I want to see Alexa her look change. I want to see her in a fiend mask, but in a girly type of way. You know what I mean? Have the fiend look, but different. You know, because all this trance and stuff she's doing, that's gonna have to stop. It's finna get old doing all that trance walking and, you know, looking around at the sky and everything else. She needs to change her look up and accompany him to the ring now. You know, yeah.
Exactly. Give her a whole new look. I mean, put a mask on if you have to. I mean, give up. If she's going to have an alter ego, are you going to give her like a version of you? Is she going to be a female version of the Fiend? Is she going to be Sister Abigail? I mean, what are you going to do with her?
Yeah, that's the question.
Because what they shouldn't do is do all this. And then, because, you know, WWE got that habit of starting something and then they'll just forget like it never happened. Like, we're not paying attention.
Yeah, they need to do something with her because all this, the trance is getting old. She needs to change her look up, accompany him to the ring, you know, do the things he do. You know, she does the Sister Abigail move now. You know, she can do the Mandible Claw now.
Right. And bring her to the Fire House. It's about that time. Bring her to the Fire Fun House. I mean, bring her there normal and then have
change
her
up. Yeah.
Kind of change as you go. But, yep, that is what's going on in the wonderful world of SmackDown. The draft is coming up this Monday. I wonder, is Stephanie going to do that one too? Probably. But they need to add NXT. NXT need to have their draft. I mean, they put in that work over the years. They definitely put in that work. But the question is, since we're talking about NXT, if Finn Balor's jaw is broken and he has to stay out for a while, what's next?
I don't know, because he's carrying out for a while, right? Yeah, he's carrying crosses out for a while. Finn Balor, I don't know how long a broken jaw is. Know how long you're out for, but it could be a while, because if it's that severe, then I don't think they're going to relinquish the title. I don't think he's going to vacate it the way it's looking. So
unless if he do defend it, they're going to find a way to get him to get beat, you know, without hurting him. And if that's the case, I mean, who's the logical pick? Adam Cole again? It seemed like when Adam Cole get a shot when he don't need it, it's like now he really does need it.
So they were always reverting to Adam Cole every time. There's other guys out there that you know.
I mean,
right, no disrespect.
I like Adam
to
Cole. Yeah. I wouldn't mind you know, another reign, especially now when we're slowly seeing, you know, the end of the Undisputed Era.
And now they're saying that Kyle O'Reilly may have some missing teeth. Well, he did have missing teeth.
I'm like, damn, what were y'all doing?
I don't know how he missed his teeth, but
that's what you call it. That's a vocal brother. What they do. But you know what was funny? See, because you know, we're talking about Adam Cole. We haven't heard nothing from Pat McAfee since. I wouldn't mind seeing him do it again.
That's it.
I mean, he had the match. He did his thing, and now they just wrote up like he never came there.
Mm-hmm.
He don't talk about it. We don't talk about it.
That's WWE for you.
I mean, that's something y'all should have continued.
Because he reminded me a lot of when Shane first started. You know, I didn't expect that from Shane. So I didn't expect that from Pat McAfee.
Now, who pulled it off better? Pat McAfee, and I think I asked this before, Pat McAfee or D'Angelo Williams?
Yeah, you asked that. I think that D'Angelo, I may be biased. I know D'Angelo, he's a Memphian.
Yeah, about that.
Right, he's a Memphian. played for University of Memphis Tigers. I think D'Angelo did pretty well. I think he did better than McAfee, actually.
I wonder why he didn't continue. Yeah, he I know does. He loves wrestling. I really thought he was going to do a lot more in Impact. I don't know if it was just a money thing or just, you know, just one of those things. It was the time to bring him in, but he could have done something. I don't know why these football players don't want to do it full time.
He had a few that well, Moose doing it.
Yep. And how many people knew Moose really did play pro football without looking at
it? There was no Baron Corbin did. He played with the Cardinals, if I'm correct. Yeah. He played with the Cardinals.
Right, and a lot of people wanted to question when that Brian Pillman. Right. Yes, he really did play for the Bengals. Right. It was a year, but he played for them. He was a nose tackle. Mm-hmm. He played for that 1 year and got the Ed Block Courage Award. See, all that stuff they said about him was real. I mean, a lot of guys they'll play in the NFL. I think Dan Spivey played in the NFL. Vader played.
Yeah, Lex Luger.
Luger, he playing the USFL. Let's see who else. We can go. I know Wahoo McDaniel played. Yeah. We had Ernie
Simmons,
Lang.
He was a college player though.
And that too is a legit story. I had a friend of mine that went to Florida State. He played baseball for him, and I asked him. I said, "Is that jersey really hung up?" He said, "It is." He said, "That's legit." Mm-hmm. I wish he would have sent me the picture. But he said it is hung up in there.
Okay.
Because if I ever go to Florida State, I want to see that myself. But speaking of Florida State, we know another Seminole, and this is a complete subject change. It's way past wrestling. But since we're talking about Florida State, we're going to talk about primetime Deion Sanders. What are your thoughts of him coaching Jackson State?
That kind of threw me off a little bit, but I know Deion said he wanted to coach. You know, he always said that in the interviews he did. But him going to Jackson State, I know some of my family went to Jackson State. I know my uncle went. He went to Jackson State. I know a few others that graduated from there. So him going to Jackson State, that was kind of a shocker. I thought he would go to a big college. Not to say that Jackson State is not big college. I'm talking about the actual top colleges, like maybe his alma mater, for example, or
yeah, because Florida State sure need it right now. I mean, because and know what's so sad about that? Florida State, took the Memphis coach.
Took the Memphis coach.
He took the money, and now they playing like complete garbage. I don't think it's nothing against him personally, but he should have stayed in Memphis because he really did.
We was on the cusp. But, yeah, that's right. We was on the cusp of winning the Cotton Bowl, and I was kind of devastated we didn't win it because that would have been our first big bowl win ever in college history for us as part of the school, but.
Yeah, but he
took the money just like Calipari. Yes, I'm still hot about that.
See, many probably still hot about that. But yeah, he took that money. Not like Florida State is playing terrible. So, but to my opinion about it, let me tell you what's about to happen. And like I said, I got a friend of mine, and she goes to Jackson State as well. You know what's about to happen? A lot of kids about to go to college now. That really didn't want to go. They about to go because of Deion Sanders. A lot of kids that wasn't even thinking about going play football for Jackson State.
Imagine him talking about to your teenage son. Imagine him coming in there. I can just see it. He knows how to, recruit somebody. You know. He's like that. He's that type of guy, Imagine that.
and do it. Am I expecting him to blow it in the water off the top? No. But I mean, but what I am expecting him to do is go in there and get these guys to understand, yeah, you play in the SWAC conference, pretty much the HBCU schools.
Right.
But you can still be dominant. It's not about you know, just the bands. Cause you know, excuse me, halftime be the shows at black campuses, like Sinbad said. Sinbad said, forget the football for team, have a band, that's all you need.
Imagine him coming over here to the Southern Heritage Classic. Jackson State, Tennessee
there,
State.
There it is. Cause and I'm about to say all these wherever he go play, it's gonna be a sellout. And he ain't playing, he's the coach. And just think about whoever he gets on staff. You know, they had all these rumors, he was getting all these ex-NFL players. Like T.O. was a rumor at one time. Which, you know, T.O., you know, didn't confirm or deny. But if he go get all these legends and these Hall of Famers and all these guys to coach these guys, Jackson State might move out the SWAC. And my move to the FBS.
Once they come every September to the Southern Heritage Classic, it's going to be fire.
I might even go.
Them Southern Heritage Classic, man. Look, I lived in Memphis all my life. Anytime the Southern Heritage Classic comes, it's a spectacle, you know. It's a happening.
They just like the Bayou Classic. And just like the Bayou Classic in my backyard, New Orleans, which I'm a little disappointed. I mean, they're still going to have the Bayou Classic.
I'm going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. It's stuffy. I'm not so stuffy in this room. We're still going to have the Bayou Classic, but it's not going to be in the Superdome.
Shreveport.
They're moving it to Shreveport. They're gonna do the stadium out there in Shreveport, Louisiana, the Independence Stadium.
Okay.
So it's gonna be outdoors this year.
Okay, that's good.
But they're still having it. But yeah, just like I said, the Bayou Classic, just like with the Southern Heritage. We just got Southern and Grambling. But we wanted to see we admit it. We wait till halftime. We don't watch the game between when halftime comes.
Show out. Yes.
That's like
no.
I'm like, you don't know what you gonna see. And I ain't saying that to be funny. You don't know what you gonna see.
Sometime come over there. Yeah.
When you deal with black, you just some rap. A rapper might jump out and freestyle with the band. You're always gonna see that big dude with the drum. He can't wear holes too, but he got the top on with some gym with some sweatshirts on or some sweatpants.
And then you know the drum major's gonna strong show out too. Yeah, like Ricky. Like Ricky
I'm like, you gonna see the drum majors and the cheerleaders? You don't know if that's Megan Stallion cousins or not. I'm like, you don't know if you want to cheer or you want to make it rain. And for anybody that listening, we already talked about Redlin. We changed the subject. We went from talking about Deion Sanders coaching to the Southern Heritage Classic to the Bayou Classic. At this rate, I'd rather go to any classic.
After this COVID going on, man, you can't do anything.
Cause with all this COVID going on, their winter time about to come, so they projected it might get worse.
No.
Because, you know, cold air is not fun. But before we get out of here, I got to say it. You know, I was looking at the news. Got another hurricane that came through. You know, this bad weather hit Texas, hit parts of Louisiana. You know, we talked about it once before when the last hurricane hit. Listen to the news. Don't be brave. Cause I'd rather be the coward to tell how to brave than I can. Because I'm personally am a victim of Hurricane Katrina, so I get it. I got trapped. I got stuck. So I had to deal with that. And then that's one of those things that's near and dear when people say, well, I'm not going to leave. Why not? I mean, what do you stand behind for? It's not worth it. Lucky for me, I stayed in a building big enough where, you know, I was able to at least hold on long enough till somebody came, airlifted us. A lot of us are not that blessed, but that taught me a lot about, you know, life. Taught me about life. It taught me what it's like to not have. It taught me how to be built for stuff like that. I know my dad says it all the time. He says, I'm built for this. And I didn't understand that until I had to go through it and see, am I built for this? So I say that to say this. And we said it before. Your life, if your possession is more important than your life, then you really need to think the way you think. Is you can always get that stuff back. And though some people may say, well, we don't have insurance. There are all kind of ways you can get back to where you were, but you got to be FEMA, alive. To do it.
You know, they'll help you. All these other places,
they got all these nonprofit organizations. I mean, there's people in the community. They got churches. I mean, but it's not if you weren't about. You know, your car being damaged or your TV being damaged.
Exactly.
I mean, you're never going to enjoy it again if you're not here. And yes, we do public service announcements too here on the Get Snap podcast. But again, if you are in those areas, I mean,
yes,
we praying for. I'm not going to say we praying for you. Again, listen to the news. If they say get out, get out. Period. Don't even think twice about it. Be prepared to go. Have a bag by your door. Have food ready to go if you have to go. Make sure, you know, your gas.
Right. Because it's not worth
full enough to get you out of Dodge.
I mean.
Because it's hurricane season. These hurricanes ain't no joke. Like I said, I'm a victim of Hurricane Katrina, and me being from New Orleans, you seen the videos, you seen what a hurricane can do to a city like New Orleans. New Orleans is a big city, and you can see what it does to neighborhoods. You see what it did to a 80,000 seat dome when people was raped, was in there. People was getting robbed. Yo, people was getting raped.
Man,
People was trying to cross the bridge to get over to the West Bank. They were getting shot.
Yeah, we was watching that. I was watching that on TV. It was crazy, man. I saw people laying on the street dead. You know, Lake Pontchartrain, it flooded. It went over the bridge, you know, the long bridge. And then I saw people just laying on the street dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, dead for days. You know, it was horrific.
Yeah, because like where I stayed, like I said, I stayed in a tall apartment complex and I stayed on the third floor. But the whole in the interstate, you couldn't see it. All I saw was the top of the gate.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's not a game. And like I said, take it seriously. Listen to the news. Watch the news. You know, don't be – this is not the time to be stubborn and pigheaded and try to be brave. And people like myself would tell you that. If they say go, go. I mean, somewhere.
Right.
I mean, if this get out. And then if it gets to that point, you got to go back and you lost a lot. Go look in that. Go find a mirror and look in it. Because you still here. And on that note, I know somebody going to say he closed out on the summer. No, I'm going to close on a real note tonight. I'm like, because after when I saw what was going on in the news, and I was listening to these people, and it was something that, you know, I was gonna bring to the show anyway, and I wanted to close it with it because those people, it's real. And again, this is what we do on this podcast. Yeah, we talk about wrestling, we joke, we have a good time, but there's those moments where we got to get serious. This is it. We had no pad moments of the night. Now this is life lesson moment of the night, and that's how we're gonna close this show. But Monday night, immediately after Monday Night Raw, we will be back. So we'll take the weekend off to chill out, watch some college football, and just enjoy the weekends. If you're off on Columbus Day, enjoy it. Enjoy your 3-day weekend. We'll talk to you guys Monday night after Raw. But until then, Darnell Sparrow, Antoine Smooth, this has been the Get Snap Podcast. Peace. And as always, get snapped.